I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy to be joined again by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And joining us on the line right now, former U.S. Attorney to the District of Columbia, our legal analyst, Joe DeGeneva. Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Brian.
All right, so I want to start off by talking about immigration and the immigration order and what happened in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The president's on Air Force One. He stops by and talks to reporters about his options. Listen carefully.
The unfortunate part is it takes time statutorily, so it takes a little time. We'll win that battle. But we also have a lot of other options, including just filing a brand new order on Monday.
So you got a situation here with a wacky judge in Seattle, a wacky Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and a Supreme Court that split 4-4. How does he prevail in this matter, Joe?
Well, I think he's going to issue a new order today or tomorrow, which will exclude green card holders and permanent residents from its coverage, and it will put it back where it needs to be. And I think that that's going to basically solve the most important problem, which is to get the government back in the business of doing the extreme vetting that they need to do. Let's remember categorically that the Ninth Circuit is wrong. Their ruling, their three-judge ruling, is an arrogant display of judicial intervention in an executive function. Let's remember also that in that ruling, not one time does the Ninth Circuit mention the specific statute, the 1952 statute, gives the president the right to exclude classes of aliens for any reason he deems appropriate if their presence would be inconsistent with the national interest of the United States. And let's remember that these are the same seven countries that Barack Obama used to exclude individuals from previously, and that Congress enacted into a statute in 2013 to assist the president in doing that. So I don't think there's any question that I think the president also is going to continue his appeal process. They may seek a rehearing from the full Ninth Circuit or go to the Supreme Court, and I think they should do that. But they're going to have a new order, and it's going to be cleaned up, and it'll do exactly what it should do.
Flake and McCain have proposed a bill that would break up the Ninth Circuit because it has gotten so big, and it takes them on average 15 months to come down with a ruling. Except when it's about Donald Trump, and then they come down the next day. But probably because they don't have to deliberate about it. They know what they're going to do. This has been tried in the past. Is this something that you think is a solution to this Ninth Circuit and how crazy they are?
Well, clearly the circuit is too big, and it should be broken up. But it's not going to have anything to do with this case.
I mean, no, not this case.
The truth is, the Ninth Circuit has been a problem. They are reversed more than any other circuit in the country.
80%.
Somewhere between 80 and 90% of all their cases are reversed by the Supreme Court. So the issue is judicial overreach, and there is just absolutely no question that in this case, this really is a judicial abomination, this ruling, and it interferes in the national security functions of the President of the United States. Can you imagine a group of judges sitting there asking questions like, well, what's your evidence that people from these seven countries might do harm? Now, does that sound like a judicial question, or does that sound like legislators asking how a piece of legislation
Great
should
point.
Be formed? Absolutely outrageous questioning and outrageous decision, and it just needs to be dealt with.
How do you deal with it?
Well, you're going to seek I assume that the government is going to seek a rehearing now that one of the other judges on the Ninth Circuit has requested a full in-bank hearing by the full, it would be 10 or 11 judges, not
11,
the full 27
yeah.
on
right.
the Ninth Circuit, and then ultimately going to the Supreme Court. One of the things you don't want to do, I've heard some people on television say, well, they should try this case in front of Judge Robart. Well, guess what that means? That means depositions, affidavits. You might even have the president being sworn in to
oh,
give a deposition
Lord.
Under this matter.
Yeah.
So the notion of trying this case in front of Judge Robart is ludicrous.
With a Supreme Court nominee, he's still out there. It's beginning to look as if they're going to allow him to go forward without some kind of filibuster in the Senate. Do you see this as a good sign that they've decided not to, throw themselves on try to block this thing in the biggest
the
way they could?
The Democrats have decided to save the filibuster for the next vacancy.
Yeah.
They're not going to do a filibuster against Judge Gorsuch. And the reason is very simple. he replaces no one could ever replace Nino Scalia, so let's stop that nonsense about replacing him. He's going to fill the slot as best he can for the Nino Scalia seat. The seat that matters more than any is the one to replace either Kennedy or Ruth Bader Ginsburg or somebody else, and that's the next one. That's where the Democrats will fight to the death. They're not going to use the filibuster here, because if they do use the filibuster here, then they will lose the filibuster, and the nuclear option will be exercised by Mitch McConnell and will go to 51 votes.
I'm noticing that more and more, it seems, and you know a lot about this, serving as the former U.S. Attorney of the District of Columbia, it seems that Congress is now willing to intervene in the activities and put some sort of control and oversight once again into the actions of the district government. You see this as a good thing?
I do. I do, because Congress has that responsibility under Article 1 of the Constitution. The federal enclave, which was carved out purposely to protect the federal government from undue influence by a local or state government, exists. It's there for a reason. I think one of the things you're going to see happening is not only a review of laws, but a review of functions. One of the things that has become outrageous is that the local court of appeals, the D.C. Court of Appeals, has become another renegade court, just like the Ninth Circuit. And although some of the folks up there have not wanted to deal with D.C. issues, Congressman Chaffetz and Congressman Meadows, who's the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, have become extremely interested in the malfunctioning of various government agencies in the District of Columbia. And one of the ones they may very well focus on soon is the lawless District of Columbia Court of Appeals. Your listeners don't know much about that court, but let me tell you something. If you're a landlord, if you're a business owner, if you're a property owner in the District of Columbia, it's worse than the Ninth Circuit.
Wow.
That's saying something right there.
Exactly.
All right, Joe DeGeneva, it's always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Delighted, Brian.